They left the pair still gazing into one another's eyes. Bistor took Shog and Triss up a long winding path with many steps cut into it. Morning was well advanced when they reached the crater rim. Smooth and sheer, the bluey-green rock face plunged to the sea far, far below. It was a dizzying prospect. Triss sat with her foot paws dangling over the edge.
I feel as if my head is touching the clouds.
Bistor hitched his smock and sat down beside her.
See the crack in the wall o'er yonder?
Shog was first to spot the fissure, running from top to bottom, though he had to peer hard to find it.
Ah, I sees it. It's very hard to find.
Bistor pointed it out for Triss to see.
'Tis there where thy ship is secretly moored. No beast will ever see it from the sea. Thou art safe here, friends.
He took them along the rim and down again by another path. Cutting off the path momentarily, the big hedgehog showed them a cave screened by bushes. He pulled the foliage aside and bade them enter. The interior was stacked with sturdy homemade weaponry. Shog inspected the array, which consisted mainly of bows, arrows, slings, pikes and lances. All were tipped with razor-sharp shards of the natural blue-green stone of the island. The patriarch indicated them with a wave of his paw.
There are no swords here, as long blades cannot be made without metal. Most of our knives are made from stone. No weapons are allowed in our valley, but we made these lest we ever have to defend ourselves from enemies. They have never been used, for we follow the ways of peace here.
Triss commented respectfully.
That's because no vermin ever found their way to Peace Island. Fate forbid that they ever will. We came from a land that was conquered by evil ones. Our lives were nothing but war and slavery.
Bistor placed a gentle paw on her shoulder.
I was about to ask thee to stay here with us, but I see in thine eyes that this cannot be so.
The squiddle maid touched one of the lances.
No, sir, not while there are still slaves in Riftguard.
Bistor turned his gaze on Shog.
Are ye of like mind?